live with the Deputy Mayor, Norm Kelly, ahead of what's going to be another very interesting week at City Hall. It seems they all are lately. What's it like, Mr. Deputy Mayor, going to work with all these reporters from around the world at City Hall right now?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is it's a pleasure to be with you. I listen to you guys every morning, among other stations, and I didn't realize that you're standing as you do your job.
Got to stay awake. You know, we're up so darn early.
Exactly. So we keep it cold, bright, and we try to stand.
Well, it certainly is unusual at City Hall. You can't walk on the second floor without having a microphone placed in front of you and lights going off. Some people find, members of council find that disturbing.
Yes, we have heard some members saying...
Frankly, I like it.
Really?
Well, it's part of the game. Democracy isn't always the quietest form of government. And you always know when something's important to the public by measuring the number of members of the media that are present. So it's part of the game. You learn to adjust to it. Frankly, I'm glad they're there because you're the conduit. You're the bridge between what's going on at City Hall and the electorate.
But do you feel that things are really getting done with all this sort of noise around the building?
Well, I think if you divide government into two sections, legislative and executive, legislatively things are being done. There's an internal dynamism at City Hall. Staff take their reports to committees. Committees recommend their solutions to council. And that just goes on without any impediment. What is being damaged, though, I think, is the executive function at City Hall. And by that, I mean the ability of the mayor to set a course of direction and gather the votes in order to advance it. I think I said earlier that that's in neutral right now.
How concerned are you about the Remembrance Day ceremony today?
Well, my father served in the Royal Canadian Air Force in the Second World War. He didn't talk that much about his service, but among the things he did say is that you salute the office, not the person. And so when the mayor sought my advice on this, I brought that story to his attention. It's important for the mayor to be there. And I would hope that people out there would understand the difference between the man and the office.
Do you think they will?
I would hope so. This is a very solemn ceremony. I don't think it's a place where you discharge or your personal feelings take the travails of the political system into that context. I think this is a time where we step down or step aside from that conflict and join each other in a solemn remembrance of the sacrifice that others have made so that we can enjoy the system that we have today.
So you don't think then that the presence of the mayor today will be a distraction the way some of our listeners have suggested to us, commenting on our website and through Twitter, that maybe he should sit this one out?
Well, the Twitterverse is not a forum for rational, quiet debate. It's a letting out of emotions. But I would hope that the importance of the day would transcend personal opinion.
When's the last time you had a conversation with the mayor?
Well, I talk with him on a daily basis.
So yesterday or today?
No, I didn't see him yesterday, and I have not seen him today.
All right. Did you talk over the weekend at all on the phone, or?
No, he was busy doing a lot of soul searching, I think. This is my sense from the conversation I had with him on Friday. I think the weekend for him was going to be a time of reflection, and I thought that if that's the case, better to reflect in the context of his family, perhaps, and by people who were closer to him on a personal basis than I am on a political one.
One of our colleagues here in the newsroom knows somebody at a gym in the West End, and she says that she saw the mayor working out on a treadmill at the gym this weekend.
Well, good for him.
First step? First step, maybe? Baby steps?
Geez, I hope so. Yep.
Do you get the feeling from the mayor that he is launching on any kind of personal change, that this has brought any issues to light for him?
Well, I had a sense in the last two meetings I had with him. You know how you read body language? And sometimes that's more important than what people say. I had a feeling that it was finally sinking in, this need to understand the issues, to understand the feeling that's out there among so many people. So he is beginning to come to grips with the situation he's in personally and politically.
How concerned are you about this motion by councillors to try and get the mayor to take a forced leave?
Well, my advice to him is that when you look at all the options that he has, the option that addresses all of his and the public's major concerns are addressed by taking a leave of absence, getting away from the stress and strain of life at City Hall, get his own personal life in order, and then come back, because we all want, even his opponents want, a mayor at the top of his game.
How do you feel knowing that tomorrow there could be more revealed about these censored police documents that we know have mentioned the mayor?
Well, you know, that's regrettably a constant in this situation. I and others have told him that given that potential, there's no good news out there. And so if, Mr. Mayor, if you want to have the media permanently encamped outside of your door, if you're always going to be in a position to duck them and perhaps at times be unable to answer their questions, then, among other reasons, it makes sense to take a break from the City Hall. But I have to tell you this. If the mayor does take a break from City Hall, then the media has to take a break from him. Because if he's seeking peace and quiet to pull his life together, he won't be able to do it if the media continues to follow him. They can't continue to be parked outside his driveway every morning. They can't follow him in cars. They can't figure out, well, where is he taking his rehab if that's what he does? So there's going to have to be some, if he does that, if he decides to do that, there has to be some sort of agreement or a pact between the mayor and the media to allow him to do what everyone, I think, if not everyone, most people want him to do.
And you are set, you're prepared, you're ready to step in if he makes this move?
Yes. I'm not electioneering for it. I mean, I'm not knocking on doors and asking people to do this. This is the way the system constitutionally is set up. You know, remember when the mayor went to Austin? A number of people said, hey, Deputy Mayor, why aren't you down in Austin with them? And my answer was, because when he's out of town, I'm the acting mayor. We can't be out there together. So that's the way the system works. If it weren't me in office, it would be someone else, and I'm sure they would be capable and ready to do the job as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much for meeting us today, and hopefully you'll get a bit of a break from the craziness.
Well, it's great seeing you guys. You know, on radio, you imagine. And now I'm here in front of you.
Hope we're not too disappointing.
Hey, I'm not at all. I'm really impressed with your operation here.
You're not going to get a bobblehead doll now, are you?
Geez, I'm going to be first in line.
Take care. Thanks so much for joining us, Deputy Mayor Norm Kelly.
Thank you very much. 680 News Time, 7:55.
When two of the